Hello, I'm Rob Andrew.
And I'm Darren Davidson.
And this is Kootenay Morning.
She's a veteran of the Canadian theater and music industry, having toured the country for most of the 1980s. And in 2018, she was a recipient of a special citation in recognition of her considerable contribution to arts, culture, heritage, and the city of Nelson. Pat Henman, a Nelsonite for 21 years, along with her husband and family, is also a first-time author and a survivor, if ever there was one. On a sunny Sunday afternoon in June of 2013, Henman was driving home on the highway near Invermere with her 19-year-old daughter, Maya, when they were struck head-on by a drunk driver. Although both survived, their physical injuries still remain, as does the emotional toll on both of them, their families and friends. It's quite a story, folks. Pat Henman is with us today. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Thanks a lot for being with us.
My pleasure.
Pat, the accident could have ruined your life or taken it, as well as that of your daughter, one of your three kids. Instead, though, it's inspired you to share in a way that's always come naturally from the stage and with songs that expresses the intensity and joy of a life-changing event. Tell people about your production, Beyond the Legal Limit, which will premiere in a live stream performance on April 9th and is based, I believe, on your book.
Sure, Rob. Rob, you and I have worked together before in theater. So you kind of have a grasp of where I come from in terms of how important theater is to my life. So the book, you know, Beyond the Legal Limits, that was a four-year project that finally ended in February 19th when it was put on the shelves. And that was a huge amount of energy put into that. But in the midst of that, something crazy happened where it was like, I might be a writer now or considered one, but that's not who I am. I am an artist, and a theater artist, a performance artist, and I always sensed, you know, that there was something else there, that I could share it in a way that I do best, which is on stage. And basically what happened was I had the support of a good friend of mine who's a playwright here in Nelson, and she just really, really felt very strongly that this should actually be put on stage, as well as in the book. And so I applied for the funds from the Canada Council. Like, you have no idea how this is going to go. You try to make your case, you know, you believe in something so much. And thank goodness the folks at Canada Council believed in it also. And I was awarded what's called a Research and Create Grant just over a year ago to create an adaptation, basically, from the book to put on stage. But what was going to hold that story together? And for me, it was music. That's what was going to fill in the gaps, you know, of the arc of the dramatic story. The music was going to fill in those gaps. So that's more of what this is. It's a production of a mix of theater, of story, of music, which is basically the storytelling elements that you need to tell a good story.
And Pat,
the only thing is that we can't have an audience, a live audience in front of us.
You got a heck of a production team working behind the scenes, including a Canadian playwright and Genie Award nominee, Kelly Rebar. Can you talk a bit about the crew and what it's been like to trust a team of people enough to share the, you know, what must have been a deeply personal experience of such a horrible event?
Yeah, and I had just mentioned my playwright friend, and that is Kelly Rebar.
Yes.
And Kelly and I moved to Nelson the very same year. We did not know each other before, even though we are the same age, worked throughout Canada almost at the same time, but just kept missing each other, didn't meet at all when we were young, full-time artists working in theater. But suddenly we're both here in Nelson, and we became friends right away. We met the first year that we moved here, and it's just grown over the 20 years. And she has, you know, lots of success in her work. And I'm honored that she would say yes to helping me create this for the stage, you know, adapt it from the book. Kelly is a nominated Genie Award playwright. We also have Tracy Power, who's coming in from, she is now in Kamloops, but she's originally in Vancouver. She's been working in theater for over 20 years as an actress, a director. She is also a musician in her own way. And she she's going to bring something that's different to this because she doesn't know me. Mm. And I thought that was really important. She didn't know me before. She didn't know my story. She's kind of coming into this with a whole different perspective. And that I find exciting, that she can really research it without a heck of a lot of emotion attached to it, because we're looking at this as theater.
Yeah, that's
so that's Tracy. And Tracy's show Glory was at Capitol 2 years ago. It was one of the last shows of the season before, you know, the big lockdown.
The big lockdown,
And then we've got Conrad Pluta, who lives in Calgary. But I've worked with Conrad over the last 3 decades, many, many times. He's from Anaganish, Nova Scotia. I'm from Halifax. We did a show in Chester, Nova Scotia, together way back in 1998. We worked in Dawson City together in 95, 96. We have a really long past, and I just love his work. He's a committed musician and composer. So I'm excited, and I just think I've got a great team. It's been an honor.
We should also mention that you've got a couple of great local actors along with you, Sydney Black and Robin Lamb. Wanted to jump forward to the other question, though, that we wanted to get to, the feedback that you must have received from the book so far. It must be incredibly emotional. What have people been saying so far?
You're absolutely right, Darren. It's been really, really quite something. And one of the most important things that I've been getting is, you know, people didn't know certain things, what people go through, especially survivors. I mean, we've got, there's a difference between Maya and I surviving and then families who lose people, whose family lives are actually taken from them in the same kind of accident. We, to be honest, I have to find some joy and feel blessed because Maya and I survived. Mm-hmm. Whereas others don't. Mm-hmm. We're able to share that story. We're able to advocate for the victims. And we're also here to go, let's stop this. Let's educate more. So, you know, I have been receiving notes from people I don't know who say, I could have been the person driving that car.
Wow.
Thank God you wrote it because I read your book and I'm going to go get help. I actually have someone who wrote me and said they're going to rehab. You know, they need to deal with this. I also have someone who wrote me, who I don't know, who said they've lost people in the 60s, two family members in a crash in the 60s, and they needed to deal with it, and they haven't dealt with it yet.
Wow.
And they read the book.
40 years, 50 years. Incredible.
Yeah. That's amazing. I had lots of stuff. But one little thing, Darren, is that I'm really... I have to say about the book is it takes me by surprise when people say I couldn't put it down. I read it in one sitting. I'm just like, whoa, that's incredible. That's a lot of stuff to take in, a lot of emotions to take in. But I guess it's also a compliment to me as a first-time author.
Yes, for sure. And you've been involved in the education and acceptance and all that stuff for a while now. You've been working with Mad, as has your daughter, Maya. How is she doing and what she's been up to lately?
Right. Well, Maya just happened to be in Vancouver right now, still getting more treatments done on that left ankle that was so incredibly crushed 7 years ago, and she's still dealing with it, and she probably will for the rest of her life in one way or another. But emotionally, she's working in the same way I am. How do we take this and make it into something else? It's more than, you know, lemons into lemonade. It's more about making a change, advocating for the victims. You know, she talks a lot about addiction because we both were seriously using painkillers for many, many months. You have to. You have no choice. You can't get through this pain. You can't get through, you know, broken legs and everything that's wrong with your insides, et cetera, without that. But then you have to struggle to get off it. So Maya's side of that is much stronger in terms of she's advocating for that a lot more than I am. So we kind of both have our paths that are taking us through to the next level of getting over our own grief, of becoming more whole as people.
If you are just tuning in, we're speaking with Pat Henman. She's the author of Beyond the Legal Limit, a story about a terrible car crash she and her daughter were in 2013. Pat, what happened to the driver of the other vehicle? And did you ever get a chance to meet, I believe it was a her, face-to-face?
Yeah, she was a 34-year-old woman from the Kootenays. She was a mother of a 2-year-old. What happened to her, she was sentenced to 2.5 years, but she did a year in prison, and then she did six months and a half way home, and then she was let out on the third year anniversary of the crash. That's another frightening bit. So I didn't actually seek her out to meet her face-to-face, but at the courthouse steps after the day, the first day of her trial, she approached me. We were all outside. Everybody was outside during the break and just kind of hanging. It was kind of weird. We were on our side. She was on her side with her friends, and suddenly she walks over to me and she says, "Excuse me, Patricia, can I talk to you?" She talked for a few seconds. I was kind of like, "What is going on here? Oh my God." And she gave me a letter on the steps of the courthouse, and I still have it. And, you know, it was used in the book to a certain degree. It's a surreal moment for me to have met her like that and look at her in the face. And, you know, there was just, you could feel everything in the air. You could feel either fear, you know, even on her part, what was she feeling? There was just so much energy, static in the air, on the stairs, on the steps. It's unbelievable. I haven't seen her since the court. I don't know what she's doing in her life. I kind of am interested in knowing, is she okay? Mm-hmm. Did she get help? Mm-hmm. Is she sober now? I mean, that's something that's important for everyone to find out, to make sure that people who have this disease, who are alcoholics, since we do know for a fact that that was her fourth drinking and driving offense.
Fourth.
Is she getting help? Oh, please, God, say she's getting help. Mm-hmm. If not for her, for everybody else who's on the road. She gets her license back, I think, next year. She lost them for 10 years. But she does get them back next year.
Wow.
She'd already had them gone a year before the crash, before my crash. So, yeah, I'm okay with not meeting her again. I'm okay. I kind of feel sometimes I turn around the corner, I see someone that kind of looks like her, and I know the fear that I have in me. I go, oh, my God. Because she does live in the Kootenays. She could come to Nelson.
Pat,
I could see her.
Pat, what a story. We really, really appreciate you sharing it with us. Obviously, you're sharing with everybody for reasons that are, you know, personal and but also very, very public and very important. Thanks a lot for being with us. Folks, that's Pat Henman. She's author of Beyond the Legal Limit. It's now a stage performance, too, recalling a near-fatal collision with a drunk driver in 2013. And, Pat, is this right? It'll be streamed live April 9th starting at 7:30, correct?
That is correct. Yes, and they can get the tickets at the Capitol Theater's website.
Okay, and there will be more shows scheduled as restrictions are lifted. Pat, thank you so much.
Thanks, Pat.
Oh, thank you, guys. Thanks so much. Have a good day.
You too.
That's Pat Henman, as Darren mentioned, the author of Beyond Legal Limit, which will be streaming on the Capitol Theater's website, the stage production. And